Welcome to The Inspired Author. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a serious girl boss, and a passionate young adult author and mentor, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your journey, I invite you to join me and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and creative passions, then I think you found the right place. It's time to get inspired. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and good morning. Happy Saturday. Thank you for joining me again today. I am so sorry that I didn't post yesterday on Friday. It has been, it has been a week. So without getting into this week, it has been a week of surprises and unexpected turn of events and stress and closing up projects and dealing with a lot of last minute urgent matters, literally fires that may have been put out by the time I got there, but still had to deal with, and sentimentality. It has been a chaotic week, but it has been an amazing week. And it has given me the chance to reflect a little bit. And that's probably a lot of Christmas. Last night, I definitely got hit with it pretty hard, leaving the office and my day job, as stressed out as I can get with it. There is a core group of people that I work with that make being a part of that team, a part of that company, so rewarding. And saying goodbye to them all for Christmas and expressing how much I am grateful for them and thankful for them, it just got me to thinking. And there's just been a lot this week. And I realized that I just needed the downtime. And I needed to just disconnect for a little bit and take those moments for myself. Maybe start a bit of a reset. And I like to do my resets before the new year. And we're going to talk about that in podcasts coming up here between now and the 30th, so that hopefully we can all get on the same page for what new year looks like and be ready to hit the ground running on January 1st. But it's been a long year, and I am so incredibly grateful and thankful for this year in so many ways. There have been big changes across the board, from anything with my day job to my side hustle and my writing to my personal life to my own mental and physical well-being. There's been a lot of changes. And it's funny because I said from the very beginning this year, I said from January, that 2018 was a pivotal year for me. And I've repeated that. You've probably, especially if you follow me on social media, you've probably heard this multiple times. But 2018 was my pivotal year. It was the year that I started taking myself seriously in my own business. There was massive change at the company that I work with, both really exciting and some really sad, having to close doors and say goodbye to people that meant the world to me. And in my personal life, there's been a lot of reflection and changes and enlightenment. All in all, it's been a year. And I think that it's all kind of come to a head. And yesterday was that day for me. Yesterday, I just wanted to be in the moment. I wanted to feel everything that I was feeling that day. I wanted to experience everything that was going to happen. And I didn't want to be distracted. And I think that listening to your body and your heart and your mind when it tells you that you need to just disconnect for a day is important. And just live your life mindfully, aware of everything that's going on and everything that you see. And, you know, maybe take this with you over these next few days, over Christmas, and just be with your family, be with your friends, be with yourself, and listen to everything that you're not hearing, everything that the day-to-day pushes away, and you just close out because you know you have stuff to do. You know you have obligations. You know that you should be posting every day on social media. Maybe it's time to take a step back. So I guess that's today's lesson. I guess that's what I wanted to say today, is listen to yourself. Listen to your body, your mind, and your heart when it tells you to slow down a little bit, to take a step back, and to love everything that's going on in your life right now. Embrace it. And even if it's not a positive feeling, embrace it. Because sometimes the negative emotions are just as important as the positive ones for us to grow and learn from. So I am going to sign off here. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening and following and for the feedback that I get from you on a regular basis. Honestly, you are the sweetest things in the world. And I'm so grateful for every one of you guys listening right now. And for those of you who have reached out, whether it's on social media or through my YouTube channel or even just emailed me directly, your support and your feedback mean the world to me. So thank you so much. I hope that you guys all have an amazing Saturday. I probably will bounce back on here tomorrow. I am definitely feeling like I have a lot more to say. So I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. I hope everything leading up to Christmas so far is going so smooth. Make sure that you get that time with family and friends, and we will talk again very soon. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a review on iTunes or SoundCloud. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Author Samantha Davidson or on Twitter at Author Samantha D. I look forward to seeing you again very soon, and until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.